I'm Steve Junker. It is time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom, Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section and Cape Week Summer Magazine. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, Nantucket holds a lot of different festivals over the year. This weekend, it's all about people who love to write and read books.
This is the Nantucket Book Festival, and it's their fifth year, and this time it's running Friday through Sunday on the island. They've got about 75 authors this year from all different kinds of genres, and that includes Nantucket authors Nathaniel Philbrick and Nancy Thayer, but also authors from all over the country. There's all kinds of events. Some of them are National Book Award winner Evan Osnos is going to discuss the 2016 presidential race. You can eat brunch with U.S. Poet Laureate Billy Collins or Jack Gantos, who's written about 48 books for kids and young adults. There is a free panel discussion about America's latest conflicts in the Middle East with some authors. And there's an Authors in Bars event on Saturday night to meet in a more informal setting. There's also something unusual. They've got four Texas poets called the Typewriter Rodeo. They're going to be using vintage typewriters to type free on-demand poems for people at the festival.
Sunday is Father's Day, and organizers of shows that day in Hyannis and Edgartown believe that dads, cars, and barbecue just go together.
Yeah, so if your dad loves classic or just cool cars, they've got free Father's Day car shows in those towns. And you will be there with a lot of other people if you're in Hyannis. They expect about 80,000 people for the 22nd car show that they have there. It's grown so popular, in fact, that the Greater Hyannis Chamber of Commerce has extended how much of Hyannis' Main Street is going to be shut down this year, and they're going to let 400 vintage cars get all lined up. The cars are going to be on view Sunday from 8:30 to 2:30. There's going to be cookout food for sale, and there's also a craft show in Hyannis that's happening on the Village Green. That's 10 to 5 on Saturday, just by itself there, and then 10 to 4 on Sunday, the same day as the car show. Then over in Edgartown, the Martha's Vineyard second annual Father's Day Carbecue Classic Auto Show. That's happening from 10:30 to 1 at the Harborview Hotel. They're going to have about 36 cars on display there after a parade down Beach Road. And the sponsors are the hotel and the Vineyard Gazette Media Group. And all the proceeds are going to go to the Martha's Vineyard Fallen Firefighters Fund.
There's another Father's Day event later in the day Sunday, and this one's all about dessert.
This is the Centerville Pie Eating Contest. They have father and son or daddy and daughter teams. They're going to meet up at Lowell Park in Cotuit to eat blueberry pie. That's happening just before the Cape League game between the Cotuit Kettleers and the Hyannis Harbor Hawks. So the contest is actually going to start about 4:35 on Sunday. And you can just go to watch them and see who wins the various Kettleers merchandise and pies from Centerville Pie Company. But then everybody really wins because people not participating get complimentary pie samples, too.
It's not all about fathers, though. In Orleans on Sunday, one big party is more about dogs than dads.
This is the Mutts and Margs party. That's happening from 3 to 5 Sunday at Guapo's Tortilla Shack in Orleans. And this is benefiting the Animal Rescue League of Boston's Brewster Shelter. As the name of the event says, you can bring your dogs, and there's going to be margarita samples, and then there's going to be a photo kissing booth, appetizers for both humans and dogs, a Pupcasso art-making station, and a raffle. And then there is a nod to Father's Day. If Dad happens to look a lot like the family dog, he can compete in the Doggy Daddy Look-Alike Contest, though I'm not sure that's a contest I would want to win.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times or look for Cape Week Summer Magazine. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.